and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find. That's something I will never be. I'm always here for anything you need. Rain or shine, I'll be the one to share it all.
Hey, Mr. Fly, you're rubbing your hands together? You better be a praying, because I am your worst nightmare.
Hey.
Hi, yourself. What is it?
Oh, you left this morning before I had a chance to say goodbye.
I thought maybe if you couldn't say goodbye, you wouldn't leave.
Laverne! How many times we gotta go over this? I'm a baseball player. That's what I do. I can't help but I gotta go to Fort Lauderdale do it.
Right. Only you don't have to play in these charity games. You choose to. You'd rather play baseball than be with me.
Come on, baby. There's gonna be celebrities there.
This is just an excuse to get out of taking me to the medical center dinner dance.
Oh, baby, I hate to dance. Now, I've always hated to dance. I used to pretend to love to dance because you love to dance.
Well, I like things a lot better when you were still pretending.
Nick. How's the game going?
Oldest guy in the minors. Hey, doctor, would you do me a favor?
Sure thing.
I'm going out of town for a few days. I'd like you to look after the missus here. She'll be all alone.
Don't worry, Nick. I give you my word. I will keep my eye on your wife. You keep your eye on the ball.
Why is everyone always telling me that? Well, now, got to pack. Got to remember to take my lucky shoelaces.
Nick, don't you want to kiss me goodbye?
Well, damn, why don't you just say something? I just put a fresh Charlie in. I'm sorry, babe.
Bye.
Laverne, everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. I just don't get to go to the thing tonight.
Why not?
Because Nick's out of town.
Laverne, if you want to go tonight, just go.
Well, twist my arm.
Well, I'll be there.
What else you got?
Don't be silly, Tom. Of course I can cook. I'm just not the kind of girl who does it on the first date, that's all. Anyway, you'll see when you come to dinner Friday night. Bye-bye.
Carol, look what I found in the garage. Our headdresses from Camp Waymawok.
Oh, Barbara. Remember our Indian names? You were swims like a fish.
And you were
stays in her tent.
Do you remember our camp song?
A wee ma walk, a wee ma walk, a wee ma walk, you wee ma walk, we up and talk, a wee ma walk, a wee ma walk, a wee ma walk.
Yes! Oh, I just love Camp Wee ma walk. That was the summer I had my first big crush on Gordon D'Amico, do you remember?
Yeah. I always felt a little guilty stealing him away from you.
What are you talking about? You didn't steal him away from me. He had to leave camp because his entire family was killed. In a freak summer avalanche. In Las Vegas.
Oh, Barbara, surely you didn't believe that ridiculous story I cooked up.
Of course I did. I was 10 years old.
Well, he was there the whole time. You know, I think it made it even more romantic, the two of us sneaking around so that you wouldn't see him. And you fell for it like a ton of bricks.
All this time you've been making me look like a fool. I even wrote a folk song about it for the high school talent show.
I remember. Jackpot of tears.
Carol, you just go ahead and laugh. But you better watch your back, because I plan to get revenge. Could be today. Could be tomorrow. Could be the next day. Could be Monday. Could be Tuesday. Could be...
Okay, okay, I get it, I get it.
be a week from Thursday.
You remember Will Comstock used to be our sales rep from Dunkirk?
Oh, it must have been before my time.
Well, if we'd have met, I'd have remembered.
Well, anyway, Laverne Todd, Will Comstock. Will's from the South, too.
Greenville, Tennessee.
Harry, come settle a bet for us over here.
Excuse me, dear.
Please sit down.
Thank you. So, you're from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Dizzy Pratt?
Well, I can't say I do.
He does this impression of a chicken in a windstorm. But it's his brother Izzy what's a real cut up. He can put an inch or a rabbit in his mouth. He come down for Hickory Days once time, I'm probably boring you.
No, not at all. I'm hanging on your every word.
You are?
Sure. You were saying?
I'm married. That is, I've been married. I'm just now saying it.
Me too. My wife, Kathy, is great. You like her. Only problem is she's gone a lot. She's a flight attendant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, I always thought I'd be real good at that. In case of sudden loss of cabin pressure, put your head between your legs and kiss your butt goodbye.
You are something.
My husband, Nick, he's something, too. I mean, he's a ball player.
Oh, he must be on the road a lot.
Oh, yeah, but I'm used to it. I mean, you know, it's not like we're a couple of newlyweds or anything. I mean, we still love each other. We definitely still love each other. We do. Definitely.
Of course, the problem with my wife traveling and everything is that I just have to go to all these things alone. I never get to dance.
Oh, you like to dance?
Oh, sure. Hey, how about it?
Dance?
Yeah.
With you?
Oh, yeah.
No, I couldn't.
Oh, come on.
Go ahead. It's just a dance.
It's just a dance.
Well.
Laverne, go ahead. I told Nick I'd look after you. Have a good time.
Oh, what the hell? It is just a dance. Why did I do it? I am a scarlet woman.
What are you talking about?
I danced with another man. And I enjoyed it.
Well, of course you did. You loved to dance. Will's a great dancer, so it was only natural. You enjoyed it.
But I'm a married woman. There's only one thing to do. I'm going to call Nick. I'm going to make a clean breast of it. Hello, Nick Todd, please. Well, get him out of the showers. This is his wife a-calling. He'll be hurt and disappointed, but in the long run, our marriage will grow stronger. At least I hope so, because Plan B is the convent, and I look like hell in a wimple.
Laverne, don't you think you're overreacting? I mean, this was all completely above board. You danced with the guy. You didn't do anything.
Hi, Nick, darling. How's those games going? Did you meet any big celebrities?
Baby, what are you doing? You just pulled me out of my lucky shower.
What lucky shower?
I took a shower at this exact time yesterday, and I got 2 hits off Jessica Tandy.
Well, I'm sorry, honey. I just called because I wanted to tell you that I went to the thing last night, and I danced with a man.
Hell, baby, I don't care if you dance with K.D. Lang. I gotta get back in the shower. Dang, where's my lucky wash rag? Gotta go, baby.
But...
Huh? What did he say?
Nothing, he didn't care.
See, there, everything's fine, Laverne. You just have an overactive conscience.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Good morning, ma'am.
Hi, Will. What are you doing here?
Well, I was just in the neighborhood, and I figured after all your fancy footwork last night, you might have worked up an appetite. So if your husband's still out of town, maybe you'd like to have dinner tomorrow.
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, people might get the wrong impression.
Oh, you're right. I just figured we both have to eat, but it was a stupid idea. I take it back. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know, maybe the doctor's right. I do have an overactive conscience. I mean, it is just dinner. We both have to eat.
And it's no fun alone. So I'll make reservations, and I'll call you later and tell you where.
Okay, then.
I'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, see you tomorrow night.
Don't worry, Nick. I'll keep an eye on the wife.
Hi, Westernettes. Carol, I brought you a present.
A what?
A present. You remember your set of pottery bowls, the ones I broke doing my dirty magic tricks? And I said I'd replace them, and you said when pigs fly? Well, I did.
You flew?
No, I replaced your bowls. I couldn't find the exact ones, but Barbara said you'd like these even better.
Aha, you put him up to this.
Go ahead, open it.
Why is it so light? Well, open it and find out. Oh, no, suddenly it all makes sense to me. It's my sweet 16 party all over again. Barbara gave me this can of peanut brittle, and these horrible paper snakes sprang out and I wet my bell bottoms. Well, I am not falling for that old trick again.
I fell for an old trick once. But I digress. Aren't you going to open it?
You're both awfully eager to see me open that, aren't you?
Carol, I'm trying to be nice. Now, shut up and open the damn thing.
Well, just open it. All right. Oops!
Hey, that cost me 7.5 million cruzaros.
Oh, no, I thought paper snakes were gonna jump out again.
Get real. Paper snakes are nothing compared to what I'm gonna do to you.
What, Barbara? Please tell me, what?
Jeez, she really busted my bowls.
Five o'clock quitting time. Hit him up, move him out.
So you're still going on that date with Will?
I told you, it's not a date.
Sorry, I forgot, it's not a date. Sounds like a date, but it's not a date.
You know, I don't get you. A couple of days ago, you wanted me to have fun with Will. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Because it's not a date. You didn't expect me to wear my uniform.
Laverne, ever since you made this thing that's not a date... Hello, I know, maybe it's none of my business, but I care about you, dear, and I feel responsible. After all, I'm the one who convinced you that this was all completely harmless.
And you were right. It's all completely above board.
Laverne, I was talking about dancing at a business function with lots of witnesses.
Well, it doesn't matter, because anyway, it's not a date.
Then why are you dressed up like that? Why are you making a kissy face?
Dr. Weston, I appreciate your concern, but this is me, Laverne, you're talking to. I'm not going to do anything bad. What's so wrong with wanting to be with somebody who thinks I'm funny and beautiful and... Okay, I'll say it straight out. S-E-X-Y.
Laverne, I just want you to think this thing through here. If you're having problems with Nick, then you work them out with Nick. Marriage is a series of hills and valleys.
And that concludes today's broadcast of Sermonette. Oh, I'm sorry. Sam? Sam Eckert?
Laverne Todd?
Yeah, Mrs. Eckert, how are you? Aren't Mrs. Eckert?
Caught. But then I guess you are too. I won't tell if you won't.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Laverne? Oh, you look great.
Oh, this old thing.
And you smell good.
Thank you.
Would you care for a drink?
No, thanks. I think I'll have a drink first. What?
Anyway, I'm just glad that you could make it. I wasn't sure you were going to show up.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because the doctor and I were talking this afternoon, and he said the most interesting thing about me meeting you. Of course, I assured him that my intentions were completely innocent. Much in the same way that your large, manly hand on mine is just a gesture of platonic friendship. Oh, my Lord, the doctor was right. Goodbye, Will. Say hello to your wife for me.
Well, Laverne, where are you going?
Okay, if I give you a call.
That's for what you're thinking about me. And this is for your wife.
Carol, you look different.
Come in. Daddy's out and Barbara's at work, so we have the whole house to ourselves.
Oh, really?
Barbara, what are you doing home?
Got off early.
That's odd. She knew I was cooking dinner for you, and she said she was working late. Would you get off of me? I'm trying to think.
Sorry.
These were in the oven. I thought they were going to burn.
Thanks.
Yes, thank you, Barbara.
Later.
Well, shall we? It's shrimp quiche. It's my own recipe. Barbara hates it, but... Wait a minute. Of course. Don't eat that. It may have been tampered with.
Tampered with, right? Carol, are you okay?
Perfectly. It's my sister. She's the sick one.
Barbara.
Look, Tom, I didn't want to involve you in this, but, well, you see, my sister Barbara is out to get me. She will stop at nothing.
Really? And she seems so nice.
Whose side are you on?
Nobody's. Why are you getting so crazy?
Crazy? Me? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I get it now. This is a gaslight thing, isn't it? You and Barbara are in cahoots, and I'm... Ingrid Bergman.
What are you talking about?
When you called last night, Barbara answered the phone. You talked to her, didn't you?
Yeah, but I...
Can it, Buster? The jig's up. Get out of here. Get out. And don't even think of coming back.
Where's Tom?
It's all over, Barbara. You win. Thanks to you, you have ruined my first decent date since the Hands Across America rally. Now you have your revenge. Are you satisfied?
That wasn't my revenge.
It wasn't?
No. It's gonna be bigger. Huge.
Oh, no, Barbara. Please. Please don't. Not bigger. I don't think I can take it. Gotcha!
What the?
This? This is your revenge? A whoopee cushion?
I told you it was gonna be big.
What kind of a stupid moron would use a whoopee cushion for revenge?
The kind that got you good.
You are the most juvenile little...
You just can't get enough, can you?
Hey, where's Nick? I drove up here all the way from Miami. I gotta talk to him.
Jump it back.
Well, that won't take long.
Street one! Street two! Street three!
So, that's a game.
Hey, Nick. I saw the end of the game.
Oh, Laverne, of all the time for you to come down and see me play. That Donna Michi's got one hell of a breaking ball.
Well, you did the best you could. Hell, we all make mistakes. Even me. Nick, I have a confession to make. I lusted in my heart, but thank God I stopped it before it got to the rest of my body. Say you'll forgive me. Nick!
Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I guess I wasn't listening. What did you... Whoa! You look good.
Really?
Well, I mean... Good.
It's been a long time since you looked at me that way.
I've been missing a lot, baby.
Well, we both have. But from now on, instead of looking for love in all the wrong places, I'm gonna keep a bird in my hand. Well, that didn't come out exactly right, but the gist is you are my man and you always will be.
Hell, baby, ain't all your fault. Now, marriage is a two-way street. And I can change, too. From now on, if you want to dance, then dance I will. By the way, did I tell you you look good?
I don't believe you did. Come on, Nick. Let's go home.
Oh, okay, baby. Hold on. I gotta get my lucky glove.
You ain't gonna need that to get lucky tonight.
I've just seen my destiny.
All Ben wanted was to meet the girl of his dreams.
You should take down my email address.
It's what you call fate.
But a star-crossed connection...
I believe in true love.
...will lead him to the love of his life.
She comes across different than she looks.
It's you.
Sean Patrick Flannery, Bridget Branagh, and Christine Scott Bennett.
Everything he loved about me was you.
The Hallmark Channel original movie, A Crush on You, premieres Saturday, June 11th at 9 on Hallmark Channel.